Thanks, John. You might regard this as a little bit of a postcard from Australia. My colleagues, and I'm giving it on behalf of my colleagues here, Rene Vandersloos and Robert Long. Robert Long's a postdoc at our place, and he's been overseeing a large project that links sort of agronomy and physiology work with textile outcomes. And that work's been conducted to understand, as you can read there, more comprehensively the effects of agronomic practice on textile processing. The studies that Rob conducts in the field assess sort of new cultivars and management techniques, including sort of pre-harvest management and the effects of climate on fibre quality. And then he brings quite a lot of samples back down to our... We do this at... CSIRO has a plant breeding station up in Narrabri, which is about 1,500 kilometres directly north of Geelong. And then he brings that stuff back down to our mill in Geelong, which is in the southern part of Australia. The idea behind linking the textile and physiology of the crop is to sort of... there are a number of reasons. One is to sort of try and manage the crop a little better. Another is to sort of augment the development of some of our new instrumentation to measure fibre properties. And probably chiefly, other than the sort of management side, is to provide information to our cotton breeders who on cultivar performance. And beyond the sort of regular HVI properties that they use to assess new cultivars. So the station up in Narrabri has a dedicated team of cotton breeders. And they're responsible for about 75% of the cotton grown in Australia, and also for most of the Fibermax varieties that are marketed through the Bayer people. We have a full-scale mill at our place. It utilises all the latest sort of European-type machinery, and it allows us to process sort of, you know, tens of kilograms or tons of material, but as you know, that can be quite unwieldy, so that type of spinning system. So given that Rob produces a large amounts of experimental units out of his work, there was a need to sort of look towards a smaller or a smaller system that we could use to obtain all the data. So the point about turning fibre into data, into yarn data, is that we note that that HVI properties might explain 70, maybe 80% of the variation that we see in yarn, but we're quite interested in that. That unexplained percentage of variation that we sometimes see, particularly when it comes to introducing new cultivars to the market. So the miniature system that we use is in fact the Shirley miniature spinning system. We had a number of these from a past life at CSIRO that we've refurbished. I think many of you in this room will understand how the Shirley miniature spinning plant works. But what we found was that the yarn from this was really quite inferior and practically unprocessable in terms of... the yarn in particular had large slubbings and thick places, and this was due to the high draft or the inability to sort of level the assembly through the draw frame and then at the same time, then that step afterwards where you introduce a high draft at the spinning frame just did not allow for repeatable results, we thought. So that came to a... there's some of Rob's conclusions. So the aim of... the aim of getting a postdoc was to devise a better alternate miniature spinning protocol, and that's not his only job, of course, but... was sort of facilitate the testing of these small samples that we were collecting from the field trials. So we note that We note that the test that we've developed, or the system that we've developed, allows us to spin a 20-tex yarn, which is suitable for that further testing. We note that a 20-tex yarn is sort of fine enough to be sensitive to fibre changes in testing. And we know it's also robust enough to include a wide range of fibre properties, so we can actually spin quite coarse cottons to 20-tex yarn and see the resulting change. So here it is in pictures, the new alternative system that we use, and it uses part of the miniature spinning machinery for the carding and the single draw passage, and then we redeploy the industrial scale machinery for the second draw passage and the creation of a twisted roving and ring spinning. Now the experimental sample required for this protocol is, we take the normal sort of 40 grams for the miniature spinning system, and we take four replicates of that, and so we get four ends of sliver, as you can see at the top there, on based on the drum. But then we actually recombine those on an industrial draw frame, and we get a longer length of fibre, and it allows us to spin or to twist a roving on a full-scale fly rover. So the total weight of that sample now is 170 grams, which allows us to test it, which allows, you know, testing, and we get quite a reasonable yarn. So the next few slides are really just some examples of two fibres that we have spun, where we've spun it, one on the full-scale system and one on the miniature spinning system. And we've really just, this is just a subset of the data that we have. This is just the background to those two samples. We've had Pima cotton and an upland cotton grown at Narrabri. One was sawgin, one was roller gins. These were on industrial scale. Well, actually not industrial scale, they're sort of dedicated gins that we have up in the north for seed production. So they're not quite laboratory systems, but the fibre there was subject to sort of what you would consider normal ginning and link cleaning. And then as you can see there, we've spun a larger amount on the full scale system and a smaller amount on the miniature spinning system. And so what we have, these are the fibre properties. So the upland is a 1.1, or nearly an inch and an eighth. And the Pima is a 1.45 inch staple. And these are just, this is the sort of money shot here. It just shows that for yarn strength on the miniature system, we don't get any significant difference dependent upon this on the spinning system. And there is no interaction between the spinning system and particular cultivars or things like that. So that's a lovely result, that yarn strength result. And we see it repeated for a lot of our samples that we do. So each year we will do a full-scale mill trial on a range of new cultivars coming through from the breeders. And each year we will also repeat that trial on the miniature system. And then we will do a lot more spinning on the miniature system. We note that yarn evenness is still a little bit problematic, but it still gives us enough of a guide in terms of sorting those cultivars and sorting them according to their length attributes and their fibre properties. So the miniature spinning system just allows us to have a closer look at yarns, and this is just by way of example. Here we've got 20-tex ring spun yarns spun on the alternate miniature spinning system, and this example shows where we've had a harvest management trial, and we've had fibre harvested, small amounts of fibre hand harvested at an early designated defoliation, and then at a late defoliation, and we can actually sort of probe physically in testing those yarns, that fibre in a yarn sample, and determine more clearly what's happened. So on that's really just the end of my postcard. just to say that Rob's project sort of links a whole range of projects that we have in our sort of cotton research portfolio. So we have his covers really from the field through testing and through ginning and testing, and then into yarn, and then underneath that or on top of, we have a number of projects looking at, well, ginning, field management, testing, as you know, and some product evaluation. So in conclusion, there was no significant difference between our commercial full-scale yarn and between our commercial full-scale system and the new alternate miniature spinning system for yarn strength for both Upland and Apima. The miniature spinning system produced yarns that were less even, but still gave us enough differentiation between samples. We consider the system adequate for assessing the strength of 20-tex ring-spun carded yarns. And we note that it's being used to manufacture yarns from agronomy and physiology experiments consisting of substantial numbers of small samples, which otherwise could not be practically assessed via full-scale spinning. So on that, I'll conclude, and I'd like to thank our technical assistants in the mill. That's Mark Fraser and Fred Horn, and Martin Prinz, who's been at our place for a long time, and actually saw the Shirley miniature spinning systems used when they were new, when they came to our place. And I'd also like to thank our sponsors too. So with that, John, I'll conclude. Thank you.